We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you want to go green, you first need to be conscious. So welcome to Conscious Lifestyles with Ginger Leilani Chapin.
Hey there, welcome to Conscious Lifestyles radio show. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I have a wonderful woman as my guest today. Her name is Amy V. Slater. You've got to check her out on Amy V. Slater, SLATER.com. She is the author of quite a book that I love, Moments, Magic, Miracles, and Martinis. She is the SVP of a high-tech Fortune 500 company and a very sought-after keynote speaker around the world. And this book is amazing. It touches right to the core of me because I'm going through something so big in my life, and so many people listening right now are as well. Your book talks about how you overcame an onslaught of unexpected challenges to emerge a stronger, wiser, and better person, better than ever. Welcome, Amy, and how did you do all of that?
Let's see, where do I begin? But thank you so much, first of all, Ginger, for having me on your show. I'm very, very happy to join you today.
So we're talking about how to transform enormous challenges that seem to come at one time into opportunities. Tell us about the impetus for your book and what happened to you. Take us on that journey.
Thank you. Sure. So sometimes I think people say, oh, I've always wanted to write a book, I want to share my thoughts, all of that. And I'm not so sure I started there. Rather, I certainly love to write and share in, you know, write in journals and things like that. But I got to a point in my life when I really wasn't sure what the next day would bring. And I had hired a personal coach, essentially a mental toughness coach is how he classifies himself. And we were talking on the phone one day and just talking about messaging and my interest in coaching. And he said, and I said, yeah, I think maybe someday I'll write a book. And he said, well, what's stopping you? And I said, me. Exactly. So I said, I guess I'm writing a book. Mm-hmm. So once I had made that decision, then it all came through. But in terms of the time in my life, a lot of things had hit me at the same time, going through divorce after a 17-year marriage, 24-year courtship, essentially, my father's diagnosis with Lewy body dementia, and then my own chronic illness of irritable bowel syndrome, which is not a pleasant topic, mm-hmm. Certainly not table conversation. So all those things hit me at one time, and I thought I need to hit the reset button somehow. And that was really the beginning of this great journey.
Well, you were also overnight became a single parent, and you also were working. It's just a recipe for anyone to want to really become extremely overwhelmed. So how did you go on the journey to see this as an opportunity versus seeing this as enormous obstacles that you were unlucky enough to come across? Because so many people listening right now have very similar challenges.
I think what happened is that I had to let go. And there's a poem that I quote in my book that I had read on the internet, and it was all about letting go. And that was really the first step, that I had to let go of that feeling that I had to be perfect, that I had to be strong, that I had to do it all by myself. And I started to ask for help. And I'm grateful that, you know, that my kid's dad is an incredibly involved parent. And so while I'm quote unquote doing it as a single parent, there is another parent involved. We're not together in that journey, but it didn't come without realizing that I could ask for help. My entire life, I thought that that was weak. And when I watched that TED.com video of Brené Brown talking about vulnerability, and that the vulnerability wrecking ball struck me very hard and said, stop holding it all together all by yourself, and you'll be better off. And so I think that's really the first thing. And if I could advise anybody, it's that it's okay to be vulnerable and to ask for help.
Well, you know, you also had achieved a level of success, both as a parent and a single parent, that a lot of women, you know, there's still the glass ceiling. You are in the high-tech industry, so it's certainly not as much of a glass ceiling. But, you know, in some of the more traditional industries like banking or insurance, even, you know, the legal and other industries, you know, it's very, very still, I'd say, that the tide is against women more than really making it easier for them to become as successful as they should be. So did that also cross your mind that you happen to be in an industry that may be more open to women becoming very successful?
Maybe high tech is becoming more that way, but in most of my career, very male dominated. In one company in particular, and I just won't name it because I don't want to really call it out, but I was at a leadership conference and we had a dinner of 60 people, 60 VPs and above or what have you. And I was the only woman in the room of 60 people. And that was just 3 years ago. So to say, is it still alive? It is. And a big challenge. And then to be a working female parent, because that comes with a whole nother set of issues, which says I can't work late the same that my counterparts might, or I don't go out, you know, drinking with the guys or golfing with the guys or what have you. And so you have this constant tug, and I have a lot of women saying, how do you find this work-life balance? And it's not necessarily about balance. It's about living an integrated life, that some days I'm going to be an 80% parent and 20% is going to go into my job. And other days it's going to be 80% work and 20% parenting. And it's not 50-50 all the time. And sometimes you feel like your hair is on fire, but I love what I do. I love being a parent, and I also love the work, but it doesn't come without sacrifice on both sides. Yeah. And certainly when you face some type of a chronic illness, when you face any personal tragedy as you've, you know, experienced in your own life, you're not really sure where to turn. And that's when you just have to say, I'm just going to be real. I have to let down the guard and the veil of perfection. And that's how you're going to, that's the only way that I was able to find a way forward.
Well, you also talked about your chronic illness as well, and that was another challenge. And that's a very dark road when you're dealing with a system, which I talk about a lot on my show, that is all about drugs and surgery, but they don't know how to heal you because they don't know anything about healing chronic illnesses, which most people do have, whether it be heart disease to any of the other illnesses like arthritis or IBS, which is what you had. A lot of women, by the way, do suffer from IBS, and it is a very common chronic illness that can be easily healed through the holistic paradigm of healing with cleansing, juicing, and certainly going on a road to changing your lifestyle and your understanding food choices and how that can heal you or hurt you. So I do talk about that a lot. I wanted to put that in as a caveat because that's, you know, what I do. But I used to suffer from that too. And I was coming out of college and, you know, just starting a first job. And it's very disturbing because, you know, for you as you write in your book, to try to figure out how to heal yourself from that. But then you're facing a divorce. You have a lot of expectations at work. I mean, especially at the level that you were at. And then now you're a single parent because you've now just gone over, had to go through a divorce from a 17-year marriage. That must have felt like you were being crushed to death under, the mother load of so much going on. Plus, you had a parent who had dementia. So many of us have parents who have dementia or grandparents. It's a horrifying thing to have to deal with on top of everything else. We do have to go to a break. I want everyone to please go check out Amy V. Slater, SLATER.com. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles Radio Show. Today we're talking with a fascinating woman, Amy V. Slater. Go check her out, Amy V. Slater, SLATER.com. Are you a single mom? Have you just recently faced some big challenges in your life, whatever they may be? Amy V. Slater wrote an amazing book called Moments, Magic, Miracles, and Martinis, talking about how she overcame incredible obstacles in her life and has emerged a better person, a brighter person. And so continue with your story. We had to go to a break earlier before you could really answer all my questions about how you came out of all of this. How did you find your way out of chronic illness? How did you go through the pain of your divorce? Plus, you know, you had a lot of expectations at work. You couldn't let that down because you certainly couldn't afford to get fired or, you know, laid off or anything like that. So how did you maintain your professionalism and your focus while all this was going on, dealing with a parent who had dementia? Were you caring for this parent?
No, my mother is, but I would say being an emotional caregiver for my mom as she was supporting my dad.
Right.
So really just being there in that space. She's done an amazing job being his caregiver. He's now in a nursing facility, but she cared for him for a very long time. And one of the other things I was going through at the same time, I was actually changing jobs. So while I was getting divorced, I was actually interviewing for a new job. So I think about the song, if you've ever heard of it, called Put on a Happy Face.
Yes.
That my family always used to sing that. And I really just remembered that the other day when I was telling a story, that there was a sense of fake it till you make it, put on that happy face and, you know, it'll all be good.
Yeah.
And you'll create sunshine. And so I would say, aside from, you know, you say, how did I get through it? Aside from letting go of that desire for perfection, I really started to become a student of mindfulness and what it would take to just be. I spent so much of my life, as many of us do, men and women alike, I spent so much of my life doing, get through school, get a job, get married, have children, do this, do this, do this. And I finally, at one point in my life, I had a therapist, traditional therapist, say to me, why don't you spend some time being, roll around in the grass with your daughter and just be.
Mm.
And at the time I was told that, it was pre-divorce, pre a lot of this stuff. But I reflect on that and think, gosh, that was such sage advice that it just took me a while to get with the program and just be. And we just race through life trying to do so much that you got to slow down.
Mm-hmm. And did you? I mean, how did you do that? Did you start taking yoga? Were you meditating? Were you praying? Did you talk to a clergy person? What did you do?
I did a lot of reading, Brené Brown was one, Don Miguel Ruiz. I went to Center for Spiritual Living, really just about taking note of what's going on around me, that there's something bigger than me that I could let go and not be so controlling of my universe. I did, I went through, as I talk about in my book, about 6 months worth of EFT tapping to really understand the connection between my mind and my body. I've suffered from IBS since I was about 13, but it goes, obviously, as you know very well, it kind of goes into remission and can be exacerbated by stress, which of course, all those experiences I was having were very stressful. But I never really took a look at the mind and body connection there, in addition to the, you know, the nutrition piece of it and how I was feeding my body, which I thought was healthy. They just were foods that weren't healthy for me. And so slowing down, asking for help, meditating, I really did. I took that that leap into that unknown space. And I was just sharing with a friend the other day that I remember taking yoga years before all of this had occurred. And it was, I had the luxury of taking some 2-hour yoga classes, and 30 minutes was dedicated to meditation. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't slow down. I was going through all the things I had to do in my brain, the groceries, the shopping, the this, the that. And now it's just this amazing experience, even to get 10 minutes and to really be able to separate myself from my own thoughts so becoming more mindful and just connecting with people, slowing down. And I found that by raising my own energetic vibration of being positive, I brought so much positive influence into my life that I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone anymore. And that's really a big thing, was changing my mindset, not playing the victim. Because what does that bring me? Mm. What does it bring to play the victim? It doesn't mean you can't be sad. It doesn't mean that you bury your emotion. It just means that you don't dwell on the negative side, but rather say, okay, so what am I going to learn from this? And how do I move forward, even if it's just to wake up in the morning?
Did you feel a lot of guilt? And did you try your best to overcome that in a certain way? Because there's got to be a lot of guilt going on as well.
Tremendous guilt. I mean, guilt for a number of reasons. Guilt for getting a divorce, feeling guilty what I was doing to my children. Guilt for putting myself first, that, oh gosh, I haven't done that in a long time, if ever. But then I was thinking, and I heard someone else say this one time, you know, when you're flying on an airplane and they say in case of emergency and the oxygen mask falls, you know, from the ceiling, put yours on first and then onto your child. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because you have to be alive to take care of them.
Yeah.
And I reflect on that when I think about having to nurture and take care of yourself first, because then you're of no use to anybody else if you're completely ragged. And so I think about that a lot, that in place of guilt, I have to nurture my own spirit so that I can be better for the people around me. And then I see it everywhere I turn, with my kids and with my family, my mom, who's suffering from so much grief. And when I just slow down and take the time to be with her, she's joyful. Even though she's grieving, we can find these moments of happiness.
Yeah.
And when I see my kids happy, happier than they've ever been, and valuing themselves. I think I've told this story before, but my youngest daughter is 11 and she had to run a race at school, and she was kind of scared because she didn't know if she could make the time for the mile. She wrote on her arm, hashtag, you can do it, in big black marker on her arm. And she did that herself. But just to know that she can look with inside herself to move forward, then I feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well, that's really important for people to understand, especially working moms and certainly single working moms. That is quite a juggle. And then you've got other things coming at you, family issues, you've got societal issues, you've got wars going on. I mean, it's incredible. So we do have to go to a break. We are talking with Amy V. Slater today. Go check her out, amyvslater.com. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
Thank you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
biztalkradio.com.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I am so grateful to have Amy V. Slater on my show today. She is the author of Moments, Magic, Miracles, and Martinis. Now, Amy, let me ask you, where do the martinis come in?
I knew that was coming. I'm thinking, how much time do we have left in the show? The martinis had to be showing up. So the funny thing is that when I was first thinking of the title of my book, it was going to be Magic, Miracles, and Myths, sort of the myths around happiness and perfection. And I don't know, I was sitting around with some friends and I was having a martini and I said, it would be so much better if I just called it martinis. Well, the real where that came from is that when I was going through my taking care of my IBS and what I could and couldn't have, couldn't eat, couldn't drink, I had just come off a year of having no alcohol, which I was never a big drinker, but when you eliminate something, of course, it makes you want it more. So I had eliminated alcohol for a year and I thought, well, I've got to ease back into it. So I guess I'll drink potato vodka because that's something that my body can take because it's gluten-free. So I'm like, I'm not going to drink straight vodka. I can't have things with all the sugar in it. So I think I'll have a martini, and then it had to be an extra dirty martini because I like olives and I can't drink too much vodka. And so it just became, it's under the title of the chapter, Stand for Something, that when you're at a business meeting and especially a male dominated industry, which I'm a part of, and you'd be around a room and you're at the table and everyone's drinking wine or whatever. And then the waiter comes to me, waiter or waitress, and says, and what would you like? And I say, kind of under my breath, I said like an extra dirty, vodka martini. And 9 times out of 10, they say, excuse me? And then I have to say it louder, like an extra dirty, filthy dirty vodka martini. Because if it's not, then I have to send it back. And then that's embarrassing. And so as soon as I say, something like filthy dirty, and you're at this table, this business meeting, all the heads look at you like, oh, okay. So my chapter is you can't be afraid to stand for something. Because it's not that I drink even two of them. I have one because that's what my body can handle if I'm going to have any alcohol. And then it's okay. And not to be ashamed of asking for what you want. And it just became a symbol for being okay with standing for something. And now when I show up with people that have met me before, a lot of times I don't even have to ask for a drink. They've already ordered it because it's different and they remember it. And so, okay. I mean, so now maybe I'm remembered for a dirty martini, but at least they remember what it is. And so it's just a symbol for life that believe what you believe and don't be afraid to stand for what you believe in. And that was really sort of a symbol for that.
Well, that's a great analogy for women standing up for what they want. And I'm grateful for that because sometimes when you do stand up for what you want, you will not only raise eyebrows, but you will also be subjected to closed-mindedness, which manifests itself in, as you know, all kinds of ways. And it can be very disparaging. So what ways do you utilize to overcome resistance from others, whether it be in work or with your children or any other aspect of life? How do you deal with resistance and even people who might be so skeptical that they're just downright ugly to you?
I'd say how I've approached it, at least in the last few years, is, and it's an overused word, but I'll use it anyways, is being authentic. That when I'm at work, when I'm at home, when I'm with my friends, I am the same person. So whereas I would have to argue that years ago, I was different. I was different at work. I think I tried to be somebody that everyone else thought who I should be, that I should be a certain way. I should keep my mouth shut and just not say anything. And it was okay, but I'm not sure really anybody got anything out of it. Even people that maybe were resistors, but I would say just being myself and then not being afraid to say that I value the people that I work with, mm-hmm. or the people that work on my team. And just, I would use it as a way to set an example for how I think a leader should be. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I've gotten a pretty strong response. And what I have found is that I attract like-minded people. If you don't believe in what you believe and don't stand for something, then you attract the wrong people, right? You attract people who are unlike you because you're trying to be like somebody else. But if you really, stand for something and you live that way, you're going to attract like-minded people. And so you don't really get as much resistance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because you end up swimming in circles that are more like you.
That's true. Well, you're also located in an area where I think that tends to be very accepted. You know, I will just add in when I, and you might appreciate this, going through a very stressful situation with a very beloved one who unexpectedly died recently in my family. And it's devastating to go through it. Just, it's a change that is not foreseen, and it's a surprise and it's a shock all at the same time. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to change my vibration. And I decided with my husband to go to Woodstock, New York, where we all know where Woodstock took place, right? In the 1969. And yep. Put on my tie-dyed dress, my jean jacket, and wear my crystals and go up there and have some really great vegan, wonderful food and just, be up there for 4th of July. And it was amazing because there were these drummers in the middle of the town square, and they were like a collection of random musicians, from all over Woodstock came together, and they were drumming like this African drum beat. And then there were people with all kinds of chimes and cymbals, and people came with their tambourines and people were dancing. And I was like, it takes you into a whole new space. Can you relate to that?
And yes.
it completely almost cleanses you.
That's what music and dancing does for me. I'm traveling this week in Florida, and away, quite a ways from home. And I went just downstairs at the local, the hotel bar, and they had a musician there, and just a one man guy. And he was singing some of his original songs and other popular songs. And I watched these little children get on the dance floor. One girl, little girl in particular, she was probably 7, and just did what you just described. She got on there and she just danced. She was the only one there. Danced, twirling around in circles, moving to the music. And, and I was singing too when the guy was singing, and sitting there at the table by myself. And I couldn't have done that 5 years ago, sat there by myself and not felt like a fool. But there she was, that little girl. And I thought, that's exactly what we all need to feel good doing.
Yeah.
Dancing as if nobody's watching, or everybody is watching.
Yeah.
And just have that feeling and that sense of letting go and that freedom. And I'm sure for you, that cleansing experience, just be in this different place, be someone else. Throw on, different clothes, whatever it is, and connect with the universe in a different way. And to me, that's where you find the magic.
Yeah. So when you were going through all of this and you were finding your authentic self, as you had said, you allowed yourself to evolve. Is that the right word? Evolve out of, from underneath all of it, to see it as a blessing or as something that made you stronger? Did you have to change your attitude towards what you were going through?
I did. I had to change my attitude, which was my going into it was, I'm a failure. I failed marriage. I failed life. What's wrong with me? How could I be in this place? It's never what I imagined it would be. This isn't the life I had, set for myself. I had to completely let go of that and rewrite my story. And so much of it in life is about the story we tell ourselves. We get to write our own story. And the beauty is you can rewrite it.
Yeah.
And I can rewrite it and say, this is how it ended up. And I have three amazing human beings that came out of my body, three beautiful daughters, inside and out. And how lucky and how grateful I am to have them in my life. Mm. And so if I just change the perspective and say,
can you hold that thought? Hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. We are talking with Amy V. Slater. Go check her out, amyvslater.com. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey there, welcome to Conscious Lifestyles Radio Show. We are talking with Amy V. Slater, amazing woman, mother, SVP of a high-tech Fortune 500 company, sought-after keynote speaker, and the author of quite a book, Moments, Magic, Miracles, and Martinis. Go check her out on amyvslater.com. Okay, Amy, I had to have you hold that thought. So go ahead. You're the mother of amazing children that you did not see as a burden that you had to raise on your own and also work and go through a divorce, dealing with your father who was ill. It was a lot to take on at one time. But that's life. Did you ever come? So go ahead with what you were saying.
It is what you just started to say, is that it is life. And it's, as I said before the break, it's the story that you create. We get to write our own story because you're the author of your own story. It doesn't mean that it changes the truth. It just changes your perception of what it was. And the perspective is, I didn't have the family life that I thought I would have, but I have these great children. I have an opportunity to grow and to heal and to heal them and to help them grow into these beautiful, amazing women that they are. And you just find it on a different path and you just let go of all of those things that people, you know, what they thought, who they thought you should be. And, you know, you talk about doing your Woodstock thing. A few months into making the decision to separate from my husband, I wanted to do something different. And I had read about 4 or 5 years prior to my divorce, I had read about a rock and roll fantasy camp. I've always been this closet rock star. I love to sing, karaoke, all that kind of stuff. And so I said to my ex-husband, who was my husband at the time, I said, I really want to go find out about this camp. I said, I feel like I just haven't done anything for me in the last 15 years. And he was gracious and very supportive. And he said, well, go do something. I got the kids. Go do what you need to do. And this was already after we had decided that we were separating. So I went online and I typed in rock and roll, you know, camp for adults. And sure enough, there's rock and roll fantasy camp right there. And within 15 minutes, I had booked a trip to Dallas, Texas for rock and roll fantasy camp so I could get on stage and sing and be, you know, a rock star for a couple of days. And so I flew to Dallas for 3 days, got on stage at the House of Blues in Dallas and got to sing on stage. And it was that beginning of letting it go, of just letting go of this perception of who I thought I was supposed to be.
And how did that change you when you came back, having that experience of stepping out of the boiling hot water that you were in and going, physically taking your body someplace else for a few days, doing something that you love that you've put on the back burner, and then coming back? How did that change your work life, your home life, et cetera?
I felt like I could do anything. I thought if I could stand on stage in front of hundreds of people and sing, and my voice is okay. I happen to like to dance and sing on stage, what have you. But my voice is okay. It's not, you know, probably rock star quality. But I did it. Mm-hmm. And I got outside of my comfort zone and said, you know what? I can do anything. It gave me this confidence, despite all of the things that I was facing. It said, you can do it. And it's okay. And if you trip and you fall and you get back up, that's where the learning and the growth is. And that's what, you know, Brené Brown talks about in her books and Daring Greatly. You know, you find magic in the messy part. You get down, you get back up. That's where you learn and that's where you grow. And I thought, all right, so I stood on stage. What's the worst that can happen? I'll make a fool of myself, but who cares? Mm. And so it gave me that courage that to me is a pretty frightening thing. And most people fear public speaking or standing on stage as much as they do death. It's way up there in fears. I figure if I could do that, I can do anything. So I can, it gave me that strength to get through the next couple of years of a lot of stressful events.
So just the act of that helped you to overcome the fear of everything else that you were facing. Now, let me ask you this. How did you explain at work that you were getting a divorce? Did you have to go to your boss and talk about that?
I don't know that I specifically said that. I kind of had to explain to people more about why I looked so horrid, mm-hmm. having lost probably 10 pounds in very, you know, short order. And, you know, I probably, you know, didn't have that necessarily to lose. And people, you know, women would say, oh, rough life. You lost all that weight. I'm like, yeah, but come on. You don't want to lose the way that I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was so sick. It was more that I had to explain that.
Yeah.
Why I was in such disrepair, because I typically was always pulled together. And, you know, I might have to leave work early to do some things, you know, related to going through divorce and all of that. But it was more about my physical condition and my mental state that I had to sort of explain. And I mean, my closest friends knew about it, but I tried not to. I didn't want to wear it on my sleeve. It's much easier to wear it after it's over than while you're going through it.
Yeah, I ask you that question because I know there's men and women right now who may be facing whatever they're facing. And, you know, your work might have to take a back burner. And I know in the American culture, that is not acceptable, especially in the white collar world. You are expected to, you know, always be 1,000,000%. And sometimes that's not possible, but you are dedicated to your job. So, you know, relaying that information to your boss is such an important thing, you know, so.
Yeah. And I mean, where it came in was as I was going through it, and then I would have different issues around travel, you know, that I couldn't travel at certain times because of changes in custody. It wasn't that I could just leave anytime I wanted to. So those were the kinds of things that I had to explain, even in getting a new job, that I can take this new job, but just understand that this is my custody arrangement and I will only break it if it's an absolute must.
Yeah.
And so those are the kinds of things that you start to make accommodations for, but it's really about setting those priorities and people, I would say more and more start to understand that, but still it's a scary proposition to feel that you have to put out that vulnerable side that you might not want to share otherwise.
Yeah. Well, what messages would you like to, within 30 seconds or less, would you like to leave my audience with?
I would say the message is to take down that wall, the wall that we put around of strength, because there's a window. And when you have that wall up, people can't see in, but you can't see out and you miss all the magic. So to be courageous and that would be, and to slow down.
Well, thank you so much, Amy V. Slater, SLATER.com. Thank you for joining us. God bless. This has been Conscious Lifestyles.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.